This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's a dirty business, you know, growing an economy. We went through it here during the Industrial Revolution. The Chinese are going through it now. The air pollution over there that you've heard about or seen pictures of probably the past couple of months, that's in the cities mostly. But out in the countryside, water is arguably a bigger problem. The water that irrigates the crops that feed China's 1.3 billion people and that is commonly used as a toxic dumping ground. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz has more now on China's toxic harvest.
The 300-million-pound hill of chemical waste beside farmer Wu Shuliang's rice paddy began to take shape in the 1990s. It was yellow and green, and it smelled terrible. The waste was from a factory next door, a byproduct from making chemicals used for tanning leather.
Whenever it rained, our rice paddy in the river would suddenly turn bright yellow. Much of my rice was lost. It killed everything in its path.
Around the time the hill began to form, Wu and his wife had two sons. They grew up bathing in the river that turned yellow when it rained. They breathed the dust that blew off of the hill on windy days. And the oldest son, Wu Wenyong, spent much of his childhood working the rice paddies in the hill's shadow. When he was 14, Wu Wenyong began having health problems. He couldn't stop coughing. He had difficulty breathing and his chest hurt, says his mother, Qi Xianyi.
We heard on the local news that this hill might be harmful to our health. So we took our son to the hospital and asked the doctor whether it had anything to do with his health problems. The doctor didn't say anything. He just shook his head.
This was in 2011. At the time, the environmental NGO Greenpeace traveled to Wu's village here in rural Yunnan province to run water tests. The samples were high in chromium-6, a known carcinogen. One water sample from Wu's land showed the level of chromium-6 was 240 times higher than what China and the U.S. allow in their drinking water.
I would say that's startlingly high.
UC Davis researcher Peter Green studies chromium's impact on water.
Although some people can detoxify some amount of it, the amounts you mention are very, very high, and it's, to me, not plausible that that could be detoxified by anyone.
Wu Wenyong was in eighth grade when he was diagnosed with two types of cancer, leukemia and thymoma. The doctor handed over the diagnosis report to the 14-year-old. Neither his father nor his mother can read.
We didn't understand what was going on. But as my son read the diagnosis, he seemed to understand how severe his cancer was. He had the strength to smile. He told me, "Mom, don't cry. I won't be around to help farm the land anymore, but Dad will help you. It'll be all right."
She and her husband borrowed thousands of dollars from family and sold all of their cattle and sheep, everything they owned, to pay for Wu's chemotherapy.
It didn't work. He would wake up with foam all over his mouth and he couldn't settle down. He was in so much pain. He finally asked me to open the window. He said, "Just let me jump, Mom."
On February 16th, 2012, Wu Wenyong died in his hospital bed. He was 15.
There are a lot of such sad stories of pollution victims all over China.
Ma Tianjie works for Greenpeace China. In a recent trip to Xinglong, the village where the Wu family lives, Ma found at least 30 other villagers among 500 who had been diagnosed with cancer. Even the government has started referring to these places as cancer villages. Officials are worried because villages like these supply China with its food.
I think the implications are significant. A lot of those heavy metals will be accumulated in food crops grown nearby the pollution site.
5 years ago, a soil survey taken from rice in three of China's largest agricultural provinces shocked Chinese consumers. 60% of the rice samples showed excessive amounts of cadmium, a heavy metal that causes bone and kidney damage. At the time, Chinese scientists openly discussed the widespread contamination of China's food supply. But these days, they're not talking. Several scientists declined interviews with Marketplace. That's because late last year, China's Communist Party declared national soil surveys state secrets. Revealing China's state secrets can send you to prison. American scientist Peter Green says in the case of chromium-6, which polluted the soil in Xinglong Village, it's undoubtedly been absorbed by the rice grown there.
That's unfortunate because then it can get into the food chain and be eaten either by humans or perhaps other animals, depending on the plant.
Back in Xinglong Village, the 300-million-pound hill of chromium-6 waste is now gone. The company that created it, Luliang Peace Technology, removed the waste a few months ago. But farmer Wu Shilang says his well water is still contaminated. He grabs a 10-foot-long stick and dips it down into the well. When he pulls it up, the end of the stick is covered with a thick mustard-yellow chemical sludge. Neither Luliang Peace Technology nor the local government agreed to an interview with Marketplace. Farmers Qi Xianyi and Wu Shiliang still grow rice in the yellow contaminated water they pump from their well. Their family doesn't dare eat it. Instead, they sell it to others.
We don't have a choice. We lost all our money paying the medical bills for our son. We know the rice is dangerous, so we sell it to other provinces in China.
And those vendors sell this contaminated rice throughout China. The situation seems hopeless, but lately there have been encouraging developments. A week ago, a top official of China's Ministry of the Environment said the soil survey, currently deemed a state secret, will soon be released to the public. And a local judge has agreed to review the case of Luliang Peace Technology's contamination of Xinglong Village, opening up the possibility that millions of dollars would be set aside for villagers. But she says the ruling may come too late for her family. Her 12-year-old son has recently developed a chronic cough, just like his brother before he got cancer. The problem is, says Chi, her family has so much debt from treating her first son's cancer that now they can't afford to bring the remaining son to the doctor for help. In Xinglong Village, I'm Rob Schmidt for Marketplace.
Rob's series continues online and on our morning show with a map of some of China's toxic villages, videos and pictures of some of that toxic waste as well. It's marketplace.org.